isikhathi balaleli sesilugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lethu.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, November 21st, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight we are talking about the World Cup in Qatar, where the Wolves were beaten 2-0 yesterday and England walloped Iran 6-0 in a Group B encounter today. Africa's football powerhouse Senegal played against the Netherlands and tonight USA clashes with Wolves. Africa is being represented at the Premier event by Senegal, Cameroon, Ghana, Morocco and Tunisia. No African nation has won the World Cup since its inception. Qatar spent billions of dollars building air-conditioned stadia after moving the games to winter instead of the traditional June-July months due to the intense heat in Qatar. World Cup defending champions star striker Karim Benzema is out of the World Cup after tearing a muscle during training yesterday. There are 129 match officials at the 2022 World Cup. Among them are 18 Africans. They include Zambia's Jenny Sikazwe, South Africa's Victor Gomez, and Rwanda's Salima Mukasanga. Ibambe mahlebezulu linjani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngomdlalo wenguqu, umdlalo weFIFA. Isiqalileke imidlalo yeWorld Cup yalonyaka. Abanye bekhala ngokuthi iphansi kakhulu imidlalo le. Nxa kulandela lokhu okuvezwe izolo emdlalweni kweleCatar leleEcuador elinqobe eleCatar 2-0. Elibhilitane lalo lidlale leleIran namhlanje emdlalweni abaningi abathi uveze ukuba amazwe akwezwekazi leMiddle East kenzi kahle emidlalweni yeWorld Cup. Baningi abantu eZimbabwe abalandela imidlalo le endaweni ezijiyeneyo. 32 nations are participating at this year's event, which kicked off yesterday at the Bite Stadium, about 44 kilometers north of the country's capital, Doha. Fireworks, singing, dancing, and an emphasis on Qatari culture marked the start of football's biggest event. This year's theme of the World Cup is unity and inclusivity. Ezra Chizaspanda reports.
Billions of people watched across the globe the opening ceremony in the first camp between host nation Qatar and Ecuador. Zimbabweans, who were part of the global audience watching on television, were not impressed by the standard of the game. One of the disappointed soccer fans is Imad Ndlovu, a former Highlanders football club medic.
Speaking of what I saw last night, the game between Qatar and Ecuador, I was really taken aback. For me, that looked like some kind of club football of a third tier. I'm sorry to really say that, but I didn't think that was up to standard. That's not what I was looking forward to. I mean, the opening match for me was a big disappointment. Yes, I saw the two goals scored, but still, I'm not convinced.
Bulawayo soccer fan Mbongeni Lawrence Dube agrees, adding that the game between Iran and England in Group B played today was also boring.
Maybe it's because the stadiums don't even have momentum at the moment. Maybe it's the cause of the fact that maybe the World Cup just started, and usually in the past years it's been more vibey when the game starts. I don't know what's different this year.
They are not alone. Bulawayo Power owner Gimo Godwin says fans are deserting his place, which is well stocked with foreign liquor, local brews, and meat for barbecues.
In terms of the games, I wasn't really impressed with the games. They were boring, if I can say. The opening ceremony, yeah, it was nice. It was fascinating. But in terms of the games, the opening game wasn't nice for me. So I'm looking forward for the game for Germany. Yes, that I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully there'll be a change from the first game that I saw.
Despite all his setbacks, Sindiso Nxumalo, a Zimbabwean soccer fan, hopes that Senegal will progress to the next stage of the tournament.
Senegal may be missing the services of Sadio Mane, but I still think they have a good chance of progressing to the next stage.
Many soccer fans are also not happy with FIFA's move to ban alcohol in the stadia. But Ndlovu, who is also a minister of religion, says that they got it right.
I know a lot of people will not agree with this, but for me as a pastor, as a spokesperson and also as a pastor, I would say thumbs up to FIFA. Thumbs up for banning alcohol in the stadium, because some supporters go haywire when they are intoxicated or they are under the influence of alcohol. So for me, I'm excited about this. I wish I could actually find time to go to Qatar right now.
Qatar had pledged to ease some of the Islamic traditions, including the drinking of alcohol in the stadia, but has since reversed that decision following complaints from locals. I'm Ezra Spanda for VOA Zimbabwe Services, Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Ezra Chizaspanda, for an update on the World Cup with our correspondent Ezra Chizaspanda in Bulawayo. Welcome to the show, Ezra.
Thank you, Gibbs. Greetings, how are you?
No, very fine. How are things there?
Zimbabwe is cool. People are watching football, but it's not as exciting as before. They are there actually watching, but now a lot of people are disappointed because of Senegal just losing now to Netherlands 1-0.
Yeah, so what's your assessment of the game right now from the time the game has started and today's game as well?
The game itself was exciting. I think Senegal... It's short. If Sadio Mane was there, I think he could have done better. But, you know, they played fantastic football, but the finishing, they lacked sharpness up front. And what do you call it? Netherlands cannot say now they're a good side. But Senegal, I'm sure if Mane was there, we could be talking of something else.
And tonight we've got USA versus Wales. What's your prediction there?
We know that the United States, when it comes to the world stage, they always rise to the occasion. And, you know, Wales, for so many years, they failed to qualify for the World Cup. Remember, Wales has been struggling to qualify for the World Cup, but finally they managed after eliminating Ukraine. And now they are facing the United States of America, which we know when it comes to the World Cup, they normally do well. I believe this will be a great game of football. United States is known for good passing game. Wales as well, with Gareth Bale on the left side and James on the right side, they could be a threat to United States of America.
Yes, I know that you may be having one of our special guests there. That is Mr. Cosmas Tsano. I don't know whether he managed to join you on the table there.
Tsano said, because I don't know what to say. He said his wife delayed. He's got the keys. So they're supposed to exchange with the wife and give the wife the keys. So it's been running.
Yes, okay. No, that's fine, Chisa. So, okay, ask a little bit of a Chisa. Yes, into Uyvola Jan Imdare.
Imdalo Yalonyaga, yes, Natilonele Kata, Dilunisile, Kakul, Begugu, the Sibile, Ilangalizoro, the Vula. What against is Kanga Umdalo, wow. Edlalwe ikakhulu ekhwedo la team ke eyeqoqela imidlalo ke eKhatha abantu bathi ngongasobhora lesikhale ukuthi ibhora le lamazwe omhlaba bathe namhlanje bebona njalo iEngland idlala le Iran bathi hayi imidlalo ayikaphakami sibone kathi iSenegal the Netherlands sabona bekudlalwa bekuzanywa kodwa nxa ukhangile ungani imidlalo yanokuzilolonga bekungatshengisi isisindo sobona le imidlalo emkhulu inkezo yomhlaba. Xa sikhangele njalo ke kuyabuya khonapha ke oGerman bayeza bayabuya oBrazil nabantu abaningi bakhale ukuthi ke imidlalo le yeza xa sibonakala ukuthi nge-World Cup impela singazi ukuthi sizodlala njani kodwa ke abantu abaningi bakhale ukuthi i-Argentina ke izatshengisela ukuthi ibhora lidlalwa njani.
Yeah, but what about African teams? Can you give us a breakdown of what you think they are going to do this year there?
Senegal, like we said, it's unfortunate that Sadio Mane is injured. Senegal, you know, is the number one team in Africa. You know, they are the holders of the Nations Cup in Africa. They eliminated Egypt where Salah plays. And now that they lost to Netherlands, Our hopes are still with Senegal. But we come to Ghana. Ghana is a strong side, especially that they have some players playing the Premiership. We've got Upati from Arsenal, who is a world-class player. So Ghana, we cannot rule them out again. They're a very dangerous side. So is Tunisia. Tunisia and Morocco, I believe that we have got strong teams representing Africa in the World Cup. Don't rule out Cameroon. Cameroon, when they are playing the knockout stages and their friendly matches, they normally play weaker. They are just like the United States of America. But when they go to the world stage, they always shine. So definitely African teams, I promise you here, two or three of them will be on the next round.
Yes, and then the lack of alcohol in the stadium, is that an issue, Ezra?
It is a big issue, especially with the British, with the people from United Kingdom or the Netherlands and the other places. You know, when the World Cup is being played, the fans or the viewers watching, they always want to see some fun is happening in the terraces. If you watch these three games which you played today and yesterday, the fans were just sitting there. The situation looked dire. It wasn't exciting. No matter when they beat tipsy and all that, there is a lot of singing, a lot of cheering, and there's some making so fans, you know, drawing themselves, some looking like ghosts and all that. But in this World Cup, it's just people gathering there as if it is a church service.
Yes, thank you very much. And stay on the line, Ezra. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live this discussion on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites at www.voindebele.com, www.voashonacook.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us your messages right now on all our social media platforms. And now, let's wait a little bit. Let's cross over to our next guest, and that is Mzondiwa Mukatsa. He is in Britain. He is the former Zimbabwean first choice goalkeeper. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good evening, Gibbs.
Yeah, how are you? How is Britain today?
No, Britain is okay. It's okay, thank you.
Yeah, wonderful. So tell us, what are your thoughts about what is going on right now in terms of the standard of play and some of these teams that have played? And Senegal has just been beaten by the Netherlands.
It's very unfortunate that Senegal lost a game that I think they played well. They looked disciplined. I mean, like, you know, in the first half, the second half. Possibly they lost some concentration at the end of it. That's why they conceded. But they play good football. But then going back to yesterday's yesterday's game, to be honest, I will agree with Emmet and the other young kid that commented that the first game and the second, obviously being England versus Iran. I don't think the quality of football was spectacular, to be honest.
Some people think that it looked like some poser's match or something. Is that a correct assessment?
I agree on that sentiment.
So going forward, do you think the games are going to improve? If, let's say, the spectators are given beer, maybe.
I suppose for marketing purposes, Budweiser have lost a lot of revenue. The issue is Qatar didn't give any reason as to why they've banned alcohol. Like Ezra alluded to the fact that, I mean, like, you know, you World Cup is, you know, it's a mixture of cultures. You know, you talk of the English, wherever they are, they want a corner shop with their fish and chips and their beer. Their beer is similar to the Dutch. They love their booze. So to them, I think it's a big loss. But then business-wise, I think it's a loss as well for Budweiser. If Qatar had come up with a reason, which was valid, to say, we are banning this, you know, booze for this, you know, for this reason, possibly it could have been understood. But they must have a reason. But
I still remember we used to call you Lezimzo and all those kind of things, and you graced such kind of big stage in football. So when teams feature like what happened today between Senegal and Netherlands, what would be going into players' minds? You know, like, this is a big game, really. What should I do? Yeah.
To be honest, I think every player wants to be at such stage to represent, you know, your country. And when you pull up that jersey, you pull it with pride. No one wants to go in that in that game wanting to lose. We all wanted to win every game, but unfortunately, you know, it's in a game of football, you've got three results: it's a win, lose, and a draw. So I know everybody that is out there, they want to be the victors at the end of the tournament. But we'll just have to wait and see. There's still a long way to go.
I still remember the late Willard Mashingila Kumalo saying, when I looked at John Spanda, who was our goalkeeper before we played, I saw fear in his eyes. Did you ever dawn on you that maybe it will happen to you one day? When you're doing this kind of sort of thing,
I think that's natural. With if you don't have fear, there's something wrong. Every single player, it's easy for somebody obviously to sound critical. Mm-hmm. In John's case, obviously it happened at a big stage, but I think a lot of us, I think possibly everyone, will have to go through that fear where before you go into a game. You there's something that's you've got butterflies in your stomach. So there's nothing new in that, I think.
Yeah, let's stay on the line, Mzo. We are coming back to you. Let's take a break, a very brief break. Please stay tuned. For those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the World Cup 2022 in Qatar. And our guests are Mzondwa Mkaza, who is a former goalkeeper of the Warriors, used to play for Zimbabwe Saints as well. Then we've got Ezra Chizaspanda, who is an analyst in terms of soccer and is a VOA correspondent. So we'll go back to Ezra Chisa. And before that, maybe let me remind everybody that we are giving out radios for those people that are going to predict the winner of the World Cup. So just go onto our websites, go to our Facebook pages, and post your message there, saying predicting which team is going to win. So is it Brazil? Is it Senegal? Is it whoever? So go there, post your messages, and then post your telephone numbers as well right now and your country code, so that we can get hold of you at any given time. And today you can also post your numbers if you wish to join the show right now. So do that as soon as possible. So you are our callers, and we bank on you for your participation and all. So back to Ezra. Are you still on the line, Ezra?
Yes, I'm here.
So looking ahead, can you make your kind of analysis of what is going to happen in most of these games? What's going to happen?
I think the games, they continue, especially in the second, third games. We'll see some improvement in terms of play. Because at the moment, to be honest, there's nothing much. When we see Argentina, when we see Brazil, when we see Germany play, that's when we'll judge, and it will be easier to see which way this tournament is going, and we'll see which team is stronger. At the moment, besides that, we are speculating that France might do well. But as you know, France is missing Benzema. I'm sure Mzo knows Benzema is a very lethal striker. So without Benzema, I don't know whether Giroud, Oliver Giroud, will do well as a central striker. But France, again, talking of the World Cup, they failed. Teams of the world, they failed to defend the World Cup. And I think they defended well there in the 1940s or 50s. No other team or no other nation has defended the World Cup. So because of that, I'm just following this principle that no one can defend the World Cup. I'm thinking that this World Cup will see some surprises, and we might see an African team reaching the semifinal. But as were African team winning it, like what Samuel Eto'o said, Cameroon win it, I doubt very much. I still think that this is between Brazil and Argentina.
But they've got quality players like any other team, right?
They do have the quality, but when the, you know how World Cup is, the experience, some of these teams have been in this tournament for a very long time. For instance, if you look at England, there's always been there, but it's always failing. Tomorrow we'll see how one African team will do as well. We've got Tunisia and Denmark, as you know, then followed by Mexico and Poland. Then France and Australia is a big one. Don't rule out Australia as well when playing against France. They might surprise France. But in terms of quality, as you're saying, there are a lot of quality players in teams like Argentina, teams like Brazil or France. Most of them will play in the Premiership. Why I'm saying so, these African teams, they might lack that experience because they're playing in Europe, but they don't play at that level where the Brazilians are playing. Of course, the Brazil players playing for Real Madrid, Brazil players for Liverpool, playing England, Manchester City, and all that. These are big teams. And we, as we go, you'll see again Group E, where Germany will play Japan. Can't rule out again. Japan can surprise Germany. Then Spain, Costa Rica. I've forgotten about Spain. Mm-hmm. Then there's Belgium, Canada. When you come to the world stage, Belgium, on paper, has got the best players in the world, but they always fail. You saw them playing a friendly match when they lost, I think, 2-0 just a few days ago. So Belgium, again, is a disappointment when it comes to the world stage.
Yes, Ezra, before you just stay on the line. Let's see what people are saying. This is the time for you, the callers. Let's hear your messages, or let's read some of these messages. Sizakele on the VO Indebele Facebook page says, thank you very much for bringing us soccer. We love it. Then Robert Leonard from Botswana, he says, hello all, how are you? Then Jay Walker, Ta Omega, says, if Sadio Mane was there, things were going to change for Senegal, but it wasn't the case. I'm watching you from Botswana. Then we've got Althusser Diallo, who says, hi, Messi, how are you? So if I knew a lot of French, I was going to respond appropriately there, Mr. Diallo. So we've got so many people that wish to even to join the show right now. Let's hope we're going to get all of them. We've got Bernard Kwashe in Zambia, who says, hi, how are you doing all? We are very well here. Bwanji. So let's go back to Mzondiwa Mkaza. So Mzondiwa Mkaza, as I've introduced him, is a former Warriors goalkeeper. He was well known for his diving skills and all those kind of things. So, going forward, looking at what is taking place, can you say this in Shona? What you think is going to happen? Just in Shona.
Maoni rangu, I don't think Kuti World Cup in a clear favorite. It's still an open one, but being cognizant Kuti, Argentina is such a loser games for, I think, they are 135 matches and beat and run. Saga, it makes them my favorites, but it's still an open World Cup. Like Eza, Zata Ura Kuti, my African nations, they still have got a chance as well. Saga, Chango Mira Utona Uti, Chamira say, but to find support my African nations, especially on a Cameroon, na Ghana, Senegal, Zaramba Nasi, but Vasi Vachine chance.
So, back in English, so what's your assessment of the some of the matches that are coming? USA versus Wales, do you see any good match there? Or it will be like the Iran-England clash?
I think it might be an interesting game, given that, you know, United States have always played good football, I mean, at this stage. But again, we just have to watch. We just have to wait and watch, because it will be easy for us to say, yes, it might be a good game, and then it turns out to be another boring game. But I'm hoping and I'm waiting that to watch this game and hoping that to produce good football.
Yeah, looking at teams like Spain, teams like France, and so forth, they've got very good players. But do you think They may challenge Brazil and Argentina. Argentina has got Messi, for example. You know, I mean, where is the game going to go then?
We go back to the experience, I think, that has been alluded by Ezra again. You talk of the Spains, you talk of the, you know, the Argentinians, the Brazilians. These are teams that know how to win these tournaments. So you just have to give them that outside chance that they might again spring a surprise and win, you know, the, you know, this World Cup. But in my own probably subjective observation, I think the World Cup is still open. With high hopes, that's one of the African Nation Cup nations will probably play and qualify maybe to the next stages, up to the quarterfinals.
What can Zimbabwe learn from these games, Mzo?
I would hate to comment because, in all fairness, you know, we're possibly wasting opportunities. More importantly, for the young kids. You talk of the Jordan Zamoras and the other kids that are playing in the EPL. You've got one of the boys, I think, is playing in Spain. The marvelous Nakambas. These are boys that possibly could be playing at this world stage, but because of the situation, they are not able to showcase their, you know, their talents. So it's unfortunate, but at this stage, there's nothing that we can learn, because we are not even participating in any world football, so there's nothing. Until we go back into the world stage and then we are allowed, then we probably have to go back to the drawing board and start learning from there, taking notes from there.
Yes, thank you so much, Mzo. Can you stay on the line? Ezra, wala nikate Zimbabwe kuti abantu becine bengena la emdlalweni nje. Kumele kube kwenzweni khonapho ke, cheers.
Umzo uche kahle kunzima kwakithi kulabantwana ade bethembisa abantwana abadlala ibhola kathi silakutshilwa kumavelasi kozemura abafana abanye abadlala boNewcastle boLiverpool ama-youth teams ngaye Zimbabwe la esikhuluma nje ngaye khonaphana kodwa ndiuyazi ke ipolitics yebhola kuleli lizwe ukuthi ke kulabantu ababe lamakhanda kayaqinileyo abangafuni ukuthi ezomdlalo zilungise kuleli lizwe ngoba ndeze ngabe kuthiwa kauhulumende kangeneli enzela ukuthiwa yi-FIFA bethi laba abangabafuniyo bese bebavotela out ngazikhona emdlalweni. Kanti abafana laba njengoba ngathi imidlalo le eqalisayo yama-Africa Nations Cup abuya in 2 years kutsho ukuthi asoze zibe khona ngabo-2024 kuyenzela ukuthi i-World Cup lani izabuya futhi ngabo-2026 yabe singekho ngoba kathesi ke sabhanwa asingeke sidlale ke limdlalo. Ngasidlale esikudlala kufana ne-social isidlalwa ngumzo kathesi esiwaretayayo akulali uthole ukhona lapha ngendawo zokuthi abantu abaphethe ezebhora aso bantu abalikhaba ibhora umuntu njengomzondo mgatsa umuntu njengomadina ndlovu omunye uyakwazi ifeeling yomfana odlala ibhora uyakwazi ukuthi ibhora kufunekani uyakwazi ukuthi kwenziwani kodwa ungahamba uyethatha umuntu obezilungisela mbothengisa umumbu eplazini uthi wena hayi sukhokela ibhora kumbe namabhizinisi akhe atha ama-transport uthi wasikhokela ibhora akula bhora elingalunga tu
no siyabonga kakhulu ke Ezra Jesus Bandla khona ngapho-ke kobulawayo sinethemba lokuthi siyaqhubekana nani silokhu sixoxa ngomdlalo wenguqu sizathi ngokuya kwisikhathi sidinga abantu abadlala ibhola njengomzondiwa umgatsa kodwa namhlanje-ke sibona ngazani isikhathi sethu sesithovile just your last word kulapho tshisa ngamafitshane some few seconds.
Yebo, ngamafitshane side keep watching lapha e-VOA we try to bring you the latest football news from the World Cup and as we said, watch out for Argentina, watch out for Brazil, watch out for Germany. Let the games, enjoy the games, watch, sit back, relax. And those listening on radio from anywhere in the world, especially rural folks, they rely on us on the results. The game just finished now. Netherlands 1, Senegal 0 is the first African team. Tomorrow there is Tunisia. So let's wait and see. Thank you, Jube.
Thank you very much, Ezra Jesus Bandla. We've come to the end of our show. Today we wish to thank our guests, Mzondi Mkatsa. And as a Jesus Panda, thank you so much. Let's meet again. Next time, this is Kip Stuwe in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.